Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Time to lap. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is Marit Marshall, your host, and I want to welcome you and ask you to sit in your favorite chair as you would if you were on the island of Jamaica. So if you have visited, just got back, never been, or grew up there for many years, or if you're still there, just take a break and let's have some labrish. So as we would if we were there, get settled in our favorite chair on the veranda, under the mango tree, on the beach, in the hammock, or on the roof. So let's take a virtual trip to this beautiful island of Jamaica as we seniors knew it when we were growing up. You know, it's good to get back to your youth. So if you're on my list, you know that this evening we're talking about Jamaican Easter traditions. And I want to start off, of course, I must welcome my listeners online also and apologize for the fact that I can't interact with you. I'm still working on that. And if you do want to call in, the number is right there on your screen that you would call to join the labrish. So I hope that you will. If not, I hope you'll just settle in and relax with us. So without any further ado, I want to read from one of the sources that I use. As you know, I have three different sources that I use to talk about the labrish when I don't have a guest. And these are historians who have contributed a lot by putting in print a lot of information that we older Jamaicans sometimes never had a chance to explore and find out. And I find myself just giving a voice to these wonderful historians. So this evening, I will be reading from the Encyclopedia of Jamaican Heritage by Olive Senior. And this is in publication and available on Amazon if you would like to purchase it. And it's a wonderful cocktail table book. And if you are raising children with Jamaican Heritage, it's a wonderful book to have in your home. So let me tell you what Miss Senior have to say about Easter. And it's set up just like an encyclopedia would be, you know, by letters. And it tells you all about everything, about a lot of things, perhaps not everything, but a lot of things about the culture. So under Easter, one of the principal holidays of the year, when Jamaicans enjoy a long weekend of 4 days. For Christians, Good Friday is a day of sober worship, followed by the quiet of Holy Saturday, and then the rejoicing and fine new clothes of Easter Sunday and the popular entertainments of Easter Monday. So for the foreigners who might come by, you know, perhaps if you have friends that party for days, you know that it's sort of in the DNA, because she's talking about from way back. So let me give you a little history according to the encyclopedia of how it all started. Under missionary influence, Good Friday came to be set aside in many communities as a day on which no work should be done, no food cooked or fires lit, and servants should be freed from task. Attendance at a 3-hour service, noon to 3 p.m., the period of the crucifixion of Christ, according to the Bible, was obligatory. The main food allowed was Easter bun and cheese, which could be discreetly munched in the church during the long service. Those who went to the beach on Good Friday or Holy Saturday or even Easter Sunday were viewed with disapproval by religious Jamaicans, though nowadays many treat the entire long weekend as a secular holiday. Even before African and Black Creole Jamaicans had created their own Easter traditions, the irreligious pirates and planters of the white 17th century Jamaica held holidays on the two great festivals, Christmas and Easter. Easter was one of the few times that some churches opened their doors for the year. So during the centuries of slavery, the enslaved shared the 3-day holidays of Christmas as well as Picnic Christmas, the name that they gave to the 1-day holiday at Easter, which seemed a small or child holiday. Easter falls during crop time when the sugarcane is reaped and factories operate at full blast. So time off would have been the bare minimum. The holiday probably did not become greatly known among the slaves as Easter until well into the missionary era in Jamaica, perhaps by the beginning of the 19th century. So I'm taking a break from that. That's the end of that article. So from what I understand from that article, during the plantation days, it was not really a 4-day holiday. As a matter of fact, it was 1 day, it didn't say whether that day was Good Friday or what, possibly Good Friday. And the slaves regarded it as a picnic holiday, meaning small, like a child. Because, you know, as we Jamaicans know, we have our own phrases to describe certain things. And it started from way back. So because the pirates, you know, in Port Royal were not religious at all, They didn't really celebrate, I suppose. And I suppose that is why the church was only open 1 day. I don't understand that. But I know that originally it was just the Church of England in the old days, which was Anglican. So there you have a little history of what things were like even before the 4-day holidays. So now I'm going to open up the board. Plus, I do have some additional information from Jamaica.com, which is a popular website that tells a lot of things about Jamaica. And it gave me the information I was looking for, because I think I mentioned on the show once before that I remember one of my aunts putting some egg white in a glass or something, but I could not remember when. So now I have the answer. So unless I have someone who would raise their hands on the board if they want to make a comment on what I just read, I will go ahead and read this. And remember, as I say to the callers on the board, that this is a labrish, so feel free to hit 1 on your cell phone, your telephone, whether it's cell or not, doesn't matter, it works the same way. And I will see a little hand raised on my switchboard. I'll open the mic and welcome you to the backyard. So let me tell you what Jamaica.com had an article on Jamaican Eastern traditions steeped in culture and history. While American families hide colored eggs and eat chocolate bunnies, Jamaica's tradition of eating Easter bun and cheese, fortune-telling, and carnival are the ways this island celebrates this holiday period. Now, let me just tell the listeners who may come by later on, those on the board, that when I was growing up, there was no carnival at Easter time. And that came into effect after independence. So that, I suppose, which was 1962, but I migrated from Jamaica in 1959, so I was pre-independence. So there was no carnival, but I remember there were a lot of garden parties. There would be a lot of garden parties that you would attend on Monday, you know, the other holiday, when the after Easter Sunday, because it would be solemn up to Holy Saturday, as it mentioned in the article. And then Easter Sunday was 3 hours in church for those people of that religion. And then Easter Monday was, you know, sort of party time. And I remember there would be a lot of functions going on in the parks, and even the churches would put on special concerts, and there'd be a lot of things outdoor. So if you have something that you would like to share with us, please hit 1 on your telephone. So let me read what Jamaica.com had to say about the egg, because I never had it explained like this. I sort of remember it. My family really didn't do it very often, but I remember this one occasion where I think she was my youngest aunt too, did it, and I remember how excited we were. I might have been pretty young at the time. It says here, one of Jamaica's long-established practices is the setting of an egg to predict one's future. That's how the fortune-telling came into the beginning of the article. It is said if you place an egg white in a container of water on Holy Thursday night, by the end of Good Friday, you will see your future. This is determined by the pattern which was formed by the coagulating egg white. If the shape formed in the container is a ship or aircraft, it means travel. The custom of offering Easter eggs, either chocolate or hard-boiled and colored, dates back well beyond the early years of Christianity to the most ancient pagan traditions. In fact, many cultures have also put their own twist on the egg story. So what they're actually saying is that, you know, every culture does something with eggs. In the Western, you know, like here in the United States, they color the eggs and hide them, and the kids have an egg hunt. Well, in Jamaica, we weren't hunting eggs. We were using it to tell our future. So I thought that was real eye-opening for me because I never even connected it to the fact that it was Easter, and that's what we did with the egg as opposed to, you know, the egg hunt thing. So let me read you something else from Jamaica.com because it says here, Easter bun in Jamaica. This is the time of the year when people tend to eat bun and cheese in abundance. Though it is not clear how the cheese aspect of the tradition started, bun eating has been around for centuries. The popular Jamaica Easter bun, a tropical version of the English hot cross bun, is generally eaten with processed cheddar cheese. Supermarket shelves are piled high with these sweet loaves, spiced with cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg, and bursting with raisins, currants, and other dried fruits. And it goes on to give you the recipe for that. But just as a sidebar, we now know perhaps why the cheese, because people, especially if they were seniors, they might be having a low blood sugar if they're in church for 3 hours. So if you think about it, the cheese is soft. It's not like nuts that if you're crunching, you know, you're chewing on something that's hard, you could disturb the other person beside you. So the cheese went very nicely with the bun because you would have your protein and your carbohydrates all in one while you listen to the sermon. So you would not be disturbing anyone around you by chewing. So I thought that was really quite neat and a neat idea. Of course, I don't think we are making cheese in Jamaica now, but I know that, you know, we had a special cheese that came in abundance to the island when I was growing up. I remember it coming in a round can, and it was sort of hard. I remember that. But we had special kinds of cheese that we got at Easter time that seemed to have been a little pricier and different from the one we would have during regular times during the year. And as a matter of fact, I don't remember having a lot of cheese. They're using more of that now, but I don't remember us using a lot of cheese during the year except at Easter time. So I see I have a raised hand, so I'm going to open up the mic to 631-451. Hold on. My computer's a little slow. Good evening. This is Margaret in the backyard. We're ready to labrish. Who do I have?
Hi, Margaret. Good evening. This is Janine from Long Island.
Hey, Miss Janine from Long Island. Welcome to the backyard.
Yes, yes.
How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks.
Good, yes. Good.
But cheese was something we had right through the year. I remember my father used to bring home a lot of cheese. He used to bring home some. It would have this red casing, and you would have to take off that hard thing to get to the cheese.
Yes. Did it come in a round pan?
No, it didn't come in a pan.
Oh,
that, the,
okay.
The one you're talking about is the regular cheese that they made, but that one was soft. It wasn't hard.
Oh,
it was a soft cheese, and it was very, very salty.
It was imported, wasn't it?
You know, I think they made it there. I'm not sure.
Really?
I can't remember now. But the ones I'm talking about, those were imported. There was also one in it, like a black casing around. You had to take off all that hard stuff. But these were like very sharp cheese.
Yes, I know they were sharp cheddar cheese.
Yeah, because my father, he used to love the cheese very sharp, and I did too. Most of my siblings, we used to prefer the sharp cheese than the one in the can. But for tradition, they would buy one in the can also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all year round, you'd get the one in the can, though, you know.
Right, right. I think that was the one that was important.
Bell at the Shop, yeah.
I see that Oliver Sr. mentioned about the new Easter clothes. Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories about that? I remember the hats. The kids here nowadays, I don't know if they're doing the same thing in Jamaica now, but in the old days, Easter was a time for wearing hats. Everybody would wear hats, both young
gloves.
And the old.
And gloves, too.
Yes, it was a very dressed-up time.
Yes, well, I remember growing up as a child, for Good Friday, the Catholic religion would have the three-hour service, and we really couldn't eat in church. That wasn't one of the tradition for us because it was a fasting time for the Catholic from 12 to 3. You could not have anything to eat or drink.
I see.
And I remember as a small child growing up, we weren't allowed to wear black. Small kids did not wear black. And
on
Good Friday, it was supposed to be a day of mourning, so you would wear a dark color. So they would put us like in maybe a light purple, or if we do have anything with black, it's like a white background with a black sash or something. But after we grew up as, you know, into teenage years, then we were able to wear the black on a Friday. But definitely on a Sunday, growing up, you had to be in full white. We had a white dress or white hat, or a little white gloves, or a little pocketbook. Everything was white, or a shoe, everything. Because now Christ is risen, and we want to be, you know, not in mourning anymore. Yes.
I got you. Yes. Now, I want to talk a little bit about during the Lenten period when people in Jamaica in the old days never really, I don't know if it even had anything to do with Catholics or Protestants, but they never ate meat on a Friday.
No. Friday was definitely a fish day. Fish, fried fish, bun and cheese, hard-o bread, anything like that. They may make fried dumpling, but Friday you could not cook. Now, all the fish that we ate on a Friday was prepared from the Thursday.
Oh, so you didn't cook either?
No.
It's not just that you didn't eat meat, you did not cook.
No. The fish was prepared, the escovitch fish, that's the fried fish with the onions and the vinegar and all that on it. And and that was prepared from the Thursday, and then, you know, you could leave it out, it wouldn't spoil. And they would cover it, and the next day there was no cooking. The only thing they may do on Good Friday is if we are going to have country chocolate tea, then they would boil that. You know, we didn't eat the fish and things when we came back from church, because, you know, then that's when we really had the fish and the bun and the cheese and country chocolate tea, you know. It was nice.
Right. I can see how the bun and cheese started, because if you are not allowed to cook, and remember it said in the thing that you're not to light a fire and all of that.
No.
In the encyclopedia.
Right.
So I am supposing that for the people who couldn't cook the day before, like the slaves, I suppose, the bun and cheese could be baked way before, just a day.
No.
Perhaps a week before.
Yeah.
And everybody around the island would be fed without making a fire.
Yeah, because my mother would go and get the bun from Tuesday, Wednesday. She had a certain bakery that she would go to. And we had bun for a very long time, you know.
Yes. And it's a special kind of bun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember people will get it shipped to and from anywhere that they believe they can get the best bun. Even here in the United States, you know, people in diaspora are ordering buns from another place than where they live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because it just, I suppose, brings you back to the old days when you were actually in the island, on the island.
Right.
You know, there are some traditions that are quite important to keep if you have a family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But do you do any of that still?
Yes. Oh, yes. On a Friday, all I will eat is fish, bun, and cheese. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, I still keep that tradition. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just talk a little bit. I'm going back to the article on Jamaica.com. It talks about the Easter lily.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Most churches and homes in Jamaica are decorated with Easter lilies, which seems to appropriately bloom on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The lily is a symbol of purity, innocence, and virtue because of its delicacy of form and as no white color, and white trumpet or Easter lily has come to symbolize the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that is something that you remember, too?
Oh, yes, with the church and at home. You know, well, we used to have a lot of flowers in the house, but for Easter, you have the Easter lily, and they still used to hang up the fruits, too.
Oh, really?
House. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't...
Hmm?
I say I don't remember the fruits hanging, you know, going up.
Yes, for Christmas and Easter, my grandmother and my mother, they used to put up the tangerine and the orange. And on Easter Sunday, I remember for breakfast, we used to have salmon, but it's not the salmon like here. It was a salmon in a pickle, you would have mackerel.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother, because she used to do the cooking at that time until she got old and sick, my mother took over. She used to cook up the salmon for Easter Sunday for breakfast. Yeah, oh, that was nice because it had a salty taste.
Right.
Yeah, and she would boil the hard-boiled eggs to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You would eat that with hard-o bread and, of course, bun and cheese again. So you had bun and cheese right through, you know, the Easter after.
Friday you have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Friday you could have it for breakfast, the fish, but we didn't have it for breakfast on Friday. When we came back from church, that's when we really had the fish. What she would do, she would keep it in a fish way that she would make the red herring. And the red herring was like you got the whole fish, the herring. And I remember my grandmother doing it over like a fire. And then when it gets real hot, she would scrape off the skin of it and pick it. And then what it used to have something that they call a roe. Oh, that was so delicious. And she would pick it. And what she would do, she would boil vinegar with onion and scotch bonnet pepper. And then she would throw that on top of it.
Oh, just like you do the fish, then.
Yes, but this is like salty now because the herring, red herring, very salty. And then she would make dumplings, she would fry dumplings, she would fry bami, and of course, you know, you have hard dough bread all the time and country chocolate. But the fish, when we came back from church, that's when we start eating the fish, really.
I want to read again what this website had to say. Food is an important part of Jamaica's Easter tradition. Another popular custom is the exclusion of meat from the diet for the 40-day period after Ash Wednesday. Many still observe this tradition and refrain from cooking on Good Friday.
Yes.
Fish as the main staple mm-hmm. of nearly every household.
Yes.
It is prepared in every conceivable way.
Mm-hmm.
Fried, roasted, steamed, grilled, escoviched, and jerked. Mm-hmm. And then here is something that I remember hearing as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Another Jamaican Easter myth is the bleeding physic nut tree, which usually occurs on Good Friday at noon. This is an often repeated story in rural Jamaica.
Mm.
It is said that on Good Friday, if you cut the tree, the sap that oozes would be a red substance that signifies the blood of Jesus. It is also believed that the crucifixion was carried out on a similar type of tree. Do you remember hearing that?
I remember hearing it, but to be honest with you, I've never seen it.
No, well, it's a myth. I don't think it really happens.
I think the way I heard it, if I can remember right, this would be more in the country parts
mm-hmm.
and not really in Kingston.
Well, that's what they said. That's mm-hmm. what the article just said, you know, in rural Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about the country parts. So
it's,
I thought
it's that possible because in the country they have so many different trees. You know,
it is possible that it would only be red at 12 o'clock on Good Friday. I don't think.
Oh, you
so.
Mean the tree that it only makes, at one
yes.
time? I don't know.
well,
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. But I've heard it, you know.
Mm.
Whether it's so or to them, that's what they can say.
I thought you never heard it. I remember hearing it.
Yes.
I don't remember really seeing it ever.
No.
And it was not a very popular thing. I didn't hear it a lot, you
yeah.
know, like a lot of people believed it. But I know in Kingston we heard it.
Yes, yes. It's possible that they could have this tree that if you cut it, it has some sort of redness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they could make up the story from that. Or it's possible it could happen. Who knows? You know, anything is possible.
Well, I think if it did, it would be make worldwide news.
That's
if
the
it
only
only
thing.
Was that way at 12 o'clock on a Good Friday.
Friday. And only on Good Friday.
Beg your pardon?
Only on Good Friday. That you
that's
would
what,
get that.
Yeah, that's what the legend says. But I want to take this time now, you know, Jamaica has its own special tradition,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it would be interesting to check out some other traditions all over the world, because as you know, Jamaicans are in every corner of the universe,
mm-hmm.
and I am sure that wherever they are, they're perhaps celebrating in their own style. However, you know, it's interesting to find out some of what goes on in some other countries. I don't know if it's still going on.
Right.
But I'm reading here that in the Czech Republic of Slovenia, a tradition of spanking
yeah.
or whipping is carried out on Easter Monday.
Whoa.
So apparently they get Monday too.
Yes, but why?
In the morning, men spank women with a special handmade whip called a pommazlize, P-O-M-I-A-Z-K-A, pommazaka,
mm-hmm.
in Czech, or another name for it, of course, that I can't pronounce. And they, in turn, throw cold water on the men.
Oh, my God.
It's just a tradition, I suppose.
Mm. Well,
isn't that something?
It's entirely different from us, because on Easter Monday we are having party at home. Enjoying ourselves. Nobody's whipping anybody.
Now, do you remember the kind of parties that were held before independence?
Yes, you'd have on a Monday. Well, we used to celebrate. We would have day party at home. Our parents would have the party for us, and our friends would come over, and their friends' family would come over. And I remember we had steel band, and everything was outside, and you danced outside
the weather was always so nice.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I'm a lot older than you, but I remember it was always time to be outdoor. The churches had a lot of affairs, of the public parks.
Yes.
And I remember in the old days they danced the maypole.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with how the maypole
dance? Oh, yes. They're taught
and
us
I mean,
school.
The costumes and the ribbons that
mm-hmm.
they wrap around
on
the pole.
Yes.
I should have done a little research on that maypole thing and see where it
yes.
started.
You had to go in and out to plait.
Right, right.
To plait it,
alternate,
you know?
In, then out. And it
yes.
actually braids, make a pattern
yes.
around the pole
yes.
that
and
is being dressed with ribbons.
Yeah, and it wasn't just walking. You had a rhythm to it, like
it
a dance.
It was done to music. It was
yes.
actually done to the music.
Yes. Yes.
And I just wonder if anyone on the board knows if that is still being done. I see a raised hand at 678-770, and I'm going to open up the mic. Good evening. You got Margaret in the backyard and Janine in Long Island. Who do I have?
No, hello, Miss Margaret. This is Charmaine June.
Hi, Miss Charmaine June. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling here from Georgia. And
okay. Georgia's a big
yeah.
place.
Yeah, Atlanta. So, and I couldn't help the I came in and hear your guest speaking, and I for the first time. I went and ate some bun, Jamaican bun.
You went and had some bun?
Yes, I was eating it while I was listening to you. My son had bought it, and I'm like, whatever. And I said, you know, as I'm listening to her speaking, I said, let me go eat some of the bun downstairs.
Now, what do you see? Just as
delicious.
We take a virtual trip, we're going to have to find a way to virtually feed everybody whatever you're eating.
With
the technology moving fast, eventually you might be able to send it somehow, fax it,
you know,
transmit it somehow.
You know, I just, you know what I needed was to add to it, maybe some pear.
Remember
that thing,
nice.
Bulla and
sure.
pear? No, that's bulla. Right.
It's
no.
nice with the
no,
bun, too.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I will try it, because I have some pear downstairs.
Yes,
and,
it's nice with bun.
Well, do you have any Easter traditions that you remember that you'd like to share with us, Ms. Charmaine Jones?
Yes, that's why I called, because I remember as a little girl growing up, you know, that's when my mother would make, you know, Easter dress, you know, for us, for me. And also, that's when we would buy shoes. Remember, you had to buy your
mm-hmm.
special Easter shoes.
Buy shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, that and I was able to get a little heel. That's when the time we got a little, what is it, half-inch heel or something like that. You know, and you get your nice, like, pretty Easter shoes and the outfit,
mm-hmm.
yes, and thing, and we don't do that anymore. And with the food, no, and with the food, you talk about the chocolate, because I'm a chocolate lover.
Me too.
And yeah, and I have some of this country chocolate, you know, in the
mm-hmm.
freezer. So for some years, as I'm going to just go make some this coming weekend here, and had it with the duck bread. Remember the duck
yes,
bread?
Yes, yes.
And I would plaster it with butter and
for the people who may come along later on, the duck bread is not made from duck, is it?
No, it's in the shape of a duck.
Well, you know, for clarification purposes.
That's good. Yes, and then you have the duck, and you plaster with butter, dunk the bread into the hot chocolate, the country chocolate that mommy make, and then mackerel rundown with the. I loved that with the
coconut milk,
coconut milk, and the mackerel rundown with the coconut milk, and you had the fried dumpling, the boiled dumpling, the fried breadfruit.
Mm-hmm.
And
green banana
banana that mash up the green banana, but I'm a butter woman.
Oh.
And butter and everything. Oh my goodness. When I finish, oh my goodness. That's what you call a meal.
Amen.
And sometimes they would have the ham.
Mm-hmm.
The ham and just have, you know, but basically that was the
ham first. They would mostly keep that for Christmas. Easter time, they would go anything relating to fish or anything like that.
I think not the ham with Christmas, you're right.
But
it's the, and then the rice and peas.
On a Sunday.
Fish, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, salad. You know, our salad is, where you go.
Do you know if any of that is still being done in Jamaica? Does anyone have any current information on the Easter tradition?
Well, for the few people that I still know in Jamaica, they're still doing it. I don't know for the majority of people, but the friends that are still there, they still keep up the tradition.
I got you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the addition to the celebration that has been introduced since independence. And does anybody know what that is?
No.
Oh, it's now carnival time.
Oh, you said that earlier, yes.
Yes, it's carnival has been added to the, that was a, the old time, in the old times, you didn't have that. You had the ones we just discussed, you know, the church functions on Monday, the garden parties they used to call them.
Yes.
And I remember in the house parties, we used to call them day parties because people had to go to work the next day because it's Monday. They have to go to work on Tuesday.
Exactly.
So instead of having the party in the night, you'd have the party in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a teenager, some of my friends would have basket parties where if you were attending somebody's party, you would take a basket of something, whatever your favorite thing was to take.
Mm-hmm. No, really.
So I remember that distinctly. And if I went to the country to visit my older relatives, the church would always be having a garden party where they have the maypole and lots of festivities and lots of eating. But now, since independence, it is carnival time at Easter.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure when it starts, but I remember being there for one of them. Miss Charmaine and Joan, have you ever been into Jamaica during carnival season?
No, I didn't even know they had the carnival during Easter.
As a matter of fact, there was some, disagreement, I think, originally among the churchgoers and the people who were sort of thinking it's a secular holiday. But I think the majority prevailed, and I'll tell you what Jamaica.com has to say about that. While Easter is a solemn time for many, there are those who opt to celebrate in another form and choose to participate in carnival in Jamaica. Culminating during Easter week, carnival has become a major event on the Jamaica party calendar, attended by thousands of revelers. Kingston's biggest annual event is jam-packed with costumed parades featuring local and regional calypso and soca artists, bringing the music of the region to the city's streets. So there is carnival. I think it starts on the Sunday evening or late Sunday or Sunday night or from what it's actually saying, perhaps even earlier. I'm not sure. There's no, you know, hard data as to when it starts. But I know that, you know, the streets are lined with carnival people, and there is there's different like sections of it, and then it culminates in Sabina Park or one of those parks, because I was there one year, and I mean there are thousands of people. They have a big stage, and it's you know, it's something else. It's really
I left Jamaica in 1969. And up until that point, they did not have it.
Well,
so it
might
have to be after that, but I've seen pictures of it and I've heard of it. Yes.
Shalane,
yeah,
you have never. What year did you leave, if I may ask?
I left in the 80s.
And they were not having carnival at Easter time?
I don't recall having heard of carnival at Easter time, and I'm trying to figure here what would be the figures, you know. I mean, in Christmas you have the drunken one, you know, the devil and the this and so on. What would be the main central carnival figures?
Oh, just whatever they feel like.
I guess it's their way of celebrating after the crucifixion of Christ. I don't know. But
I know it's true. It's not something that went on in my day.
No.
This was something that started in the 90s?
It had to be.
I have no idea. I don't know if I can Google it now and find out.
I don't think it was...
To drum up tourism or something?
No. Well, the tourism is mostly Kingston. It's mostly Kingston that has carnival.
That's what I'm saying. To kind of drum up something, you know, because... Easter is not what you think, a celebration, you know.
No,
have
well,
and,
in your day,
you know,
not, it's not anymore. That is what they say, you know, people opt to do the funny thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's their way of celebrating and dancing, which, you know, on Monday, that's when we would really celebrate, but they are doing it maybe, I think, Sunday into Monday.
Right. No, oh yeah, but I mean, it's a big thing, you know. People come from other islanders come, and I think they have a contest, and things like that. Seeing if the group can help me here, to see when it started or something like that. But actually,
you know, that's why your show is so good, you know, Miss Margaret, because. You always hear things that you always get educated when you think you know about Jamaica. Just listening to Backyard Labrys, you always manage to learn something new and different.
Yeah,
so I really want to thank you, you know, for having this show and having it so successful and having it for so long on the air. It's just a testimony to your passion and the passionate senior.
thank you so much.
I thank you.
Oh, well, you're most welcome, because it's my pleasure. They say that the seniors must do something challenging to keep the brain active so that Alzheimer's don't start creeping in.
Yes. Oh, well, I have to tell you.
There's a method to my madness.
I have to tell you this. The new thing is, if you cook with coconut oil, you'll keep that away. Dementia.
Okay.
You'll keep dementia away if you use coconut oil. The real coconut oil that we used to use back home. Also, I remember on a Saturday after Good Friday, we used to go to the movies, because they used to have a lot of religious movie, like the robe or Ten Commandments or something. So Saturday would be a quiet day for the movie. They used to put out
Carrie?
A lot of movies. Yeah.
Okay, I
Carrie,
got the information here.
Though.
Yes, Caribbean Real.
It is. You want to know when it started.
Yes.
This brainchild of Byron Lee started as a very small affair in 1990.
Oh, yeah.
See, amidst, all this was a 90s thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Amidst negative critics and a host of failed predictions from the naysayers, persistence, commitment, and the desire to share the fun and bacchanal scene and his experience of Trinidadian Carnival allowed Lee to set out to create something similar for the Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm.
The dream became a reality, and today it has become a tremendous success as one of the largest annual events on the Jamaican calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Though many have tried their hands in times past at promoting a carnival in Jamaica, no one succeeded. Out of a dream that was nurtured over the years came this pageantry that has become Jamaica's carnival. The first staged parade was held on April of 1990 and had approximately 1,400 masqueraders. By 1998, that number grew to over 1.2 million. In 1993, Eddie Chai introduced Steel Band, and to date has not received the acceptance of the general public. With the assistance of the Trinidadian band, Mother International, another aspect of Trinidadian Carnival was introduced. Old mass, but this faded with the introduction of J. Cuvit, must have been artists they're naming. The growth being as phenomenal as it was caused even the naysayers to stand up and take notice, thus forcing the organizers to form a national committee in 1996 to oversee the staging of the annual carnival. Over the short period that Jamaica has celebrated carnival, it has gone through many changes, creating a positive force that brings Jamaicans together. It is becoming very local with the emergencies of the local designers and mass camps. Carnival has done the same for the Jamaican population as it has done in all other countries, united the population, creating jobs, and is also increasing the tourism industry. The reins of leadership was handed over to one Russell Hadid, who took the baton and smoothly sailed the carnival to its 10th anniversary. This also saw the return of the man who started it all, Byron Lee, who assisted with the organizing of the anniversary events. Under his new management, Jamaican Carnival is being taken into a new era, creating a bigger and more spectacular event. These phenomenals, that is Jamaican Carnival, evolved from a dream of one man and has enveloped the minds of many to become the reality that it is. And what a fitting close to the show, because with every story that I do, it's always leads to the dream or passion of one person that can evoke and ignite thousands or, in this case, millions of other people. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I never really knew how they, you know, I was at a loss. I remember being in Jamaica on vacation and accidentally, sort of not, I mean forcefully, but accidentally fell into the carnival. And I had a wonderful time. That is many moons ago. However, you know, as I'm maturing, and incidentally, I'd like to announce to the fans of Backyard Labrish that this past Tuesday I celebrated my 77th birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I
do you want us to sing?
Happy birthday again.
Do you want us to sing?
No.
Let's sing together.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Margaret. Happy birthday to you.
This should be funny to people listening back.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted
I guess at that age, 77, we won't say, are you one? We'll go in Roman numerals. Are you are you X?
Who do I have at 914-668?
You have to
well, thank you again, and see you later.
You have to
okay,
show.
Bye-bye. Let's
bye-bye.
914.
You have Chichi Sherwood.
Hi,
I hear Janine on the line.
Hi, Chich. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
and thank you
I just want to tell you,
I
never knew anything about that Easter Carnival.
Yes.
At least it never used to be. It was
in our
garden
time.
Party.
Yes.
Garden party.
I was just talking that garden
party
where you would dance the maypole.
And yeah.
And day party. We used to have day parties too.
We used to have garden party on Easter Monday at Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
We never
well,
had
no
any
more
carnival.
Of that, honey. It's the carnival now.
I never knew that.
And it is big, big, very, very big. People come from Trinidad. From all over, you know. I don't think there is a humongous increase in perhaps people from other countries like Europe and you know USA.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you have a lot of people from the
islands.
Other islands.
I never knew about that because,
yes.
As far as I know, we had Good Friday. It was a very solemn day. I go home at Easter and I see people selling and all that on the street. They never used to do that in our time.
That's right. It was more reverent.
Yes.
There was
course.
A reverence and a
okay.
A,
and you never had any
atmosphere.
You never had any sort of music except Christian music and thing until after 3 o'clock on Good Friday.
Right, right.
They never
right.
even played anything. And then Easter Monday now we go to garden party at down by Cathedral there.
Uh-huh. I remember
yes.
that too. That's what I remembered. But
yes.
things have changed. And
oh
now the
God.
Carnival is a big part of Easter.
As
a matter
of fact, I was just looking in my Bible here because my uncle that passed away, for his funeral, they made up this program, and they had, like, different pictures of different things with him. And he's in the carnival in his costume, gold and green.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember there were a lot of costumes. There were a lot of floats with the and people dressed up in different characters. I can't remember. It's been a long time.
I've never gone to one, to be honest with you. Don't they have a carnival in February too with the university students?
Yes,
there's another carnival
that
they
I
have
don't.
For a couple of days, right? On the street corner and all over.
I don't know
that. The
students on campus.
And what is the name of that carnival?
I don't remember what they call it, but I know they always have costumes and all that. Because
Right. Well, this is the big national carnival now.
Oh.
And it's just called Carnival, Jamaican Carnival.
Yeah, this
but
is
But I am glad to supply
different.
Some new information. I'm always glad to do that, happy to do that. But I want to reinforce the point that, you know, the idea, whether you like it or not, the idea was started by one man, Byron Lee.
Yeah. Byron Lee, at first,
it was not successful. But because he was, passionate about it, apparently he kept doing it or kept planning it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he passed away. He's not
on the planet anymore.
Yeah. But
getting bigger
and bigger every year. Because even during his lifetime, at one of them in 1998 or whenever it was, which was 80, it was started in 1990, they had 1.2 million people.
Well,
now, you know that there's only 2 point something million in the whole of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So to have 1.2 million in Kingston, this is held in Kingston.
Wow.
You can imagine the what it does for that city in terms of, you know, income for people
income.
Who have to make the costumes, do the tents,
mm-hmm.
whatever that has to be done to make it a success. But it all started with one man's dream. And I want the listeners on the board to always think about that and those who may come by later on. That,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have a passion or a desire to do something, I don't care how old you are, whether you are a teenager or a senior, you know, there are so many stories about things getting bigger than life that was started with one idea
mm-hmm.
that someone pursued with passion and commitment.
It's just like any business or an invention. It starts out small and if they keep going at it, it becomes something elaborate.
Exactly.
Right, that's right. So that is my encouragement to everybody, you know, to leave something because he's gone, left the planet, and I'm sure that some of the people in the revelry might not even know how it was started. Now perhaps they don't even care, but they're there having a good time, enjoying themselves and interacting with others.
Well, I'm just glad that they keep Good Friday as a holy day and don't have that kind of, although I know they sell things, you know, and nobody's doing it like when we were, everything was closed down.
Those days are over. That's why we come to the backyard here at Labrish about them, because, you know, the younger folks will not know what went on before them.
Right.
But and they might not seem interested now. But I feel very confident that after we have gone on to wherever, you know, these shows will still be in the archives. And even now, once the show closes, by the next week, you know, we have quite a few people who have listened. So somebody out there is listening. So I'm asking you to continue with your support. You know, call in, write me, let me know what you would like to be discussed, as long as it's something that celebrates, enlightens, and preserves the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, because it's the land we love.
Mm-hmm.
We might not be in agreement with everything that goes on, because, you know, that doesn't happen anywhere. We're still on Earth, and we're still humans, and there's going to be things that we like and things we don't like. That what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, you'd be surprised to know that your story is important to someone.
Yeah.
So I invite you and encourage you to to keep sharing your stories with us. And if you would like us to talk about something special, go to backyardlabrish.com. We have a website, too. And just send me a note and give me a hint or come on the show and let me know what, if it's in my power to research it and find it. Believe you me, if it exists, I will find it.
Okay, I just want to say something to you. The National Dance Theater Company turns 50 years old in August.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
So, they're having a celebration. And the dance company will be at the Brooklyn College this weekend, I think.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah. Did they have a press release in the newspaper, that you think?
I don't know, but it's in the computer here because somebody... I'm not going to go because I'm struggling here with my son. He has no job, and I'm trying to help him.
Right.
And he moved away from home, so...
We're sorry to hear that.
Yes, he moved to Boston, and, he's struggling there. He didn't get a job. The job he had went out of business, so...
Oh, my goodness.
I can't afford to go, but I'm definitely planning to go down for the 50th anniversary of the dance company because I was one of the founding members.
Yes. Now, is it in conjunction with the independence celebration or is it a different period?
Oh, yeah. It is usually... excuse me. It's usually round about the time, like on the Saturday before or somewhere there. But they need, as much money, support as they can get to keep the company going because Mr. Nettleford is gone.
Right,
and
right.
One of the company members is running the company now. He's in charge, Mr.
Right.
Moncrief. So,
okay.
Donation towards the company, that would be very well appreciated,
But do you want to say the website? Do you know the website address?
No, but I'll find out. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right.
I can call you on your, and let you know. As much support as possible would be appreciated,
Yes, yes.
Financial, that is, because you know how it is. They have to have costumes and everything.
Right, I got you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I thank you for sharing that information with us. And I am glad that we were able to enlighten the diaspora about some changes in the tradition or addition to the tradition, not necessarily changes.
Yeah.
I found that out from the article that I told you I researched today at jamaica.com.
So
I am, I want to give them some recognition also. And, we're a part of a... Although we are far from our island, we still have it in our hearts, and we're part of people all over the world because, Jamaicans are scattered all over the world, and if we are of like minds for positive things to happen, I am sure that, things will go in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the celebration is going to be very successful. And all is well. So I want to thank everyone for being here with me. Thank the people on the board who did not put their hands up. And if you'd like to do so now, please just hit 1 on your telephone. I'd like to thank those listening online and those who may come by to listen to the show in the archives. And always remember that if you find a show that holds your interest, you can copy the address in your address bar, the URL, and mail it to a friend. Email it to a friend that you think may have similar interests, may be interested with that show. Because what I would like to do is to have a number with a 5 to celebrate at the time we're celebrating our anniversary, the 50th anniversary. And right now we are almost, we'll soon be breaking 44,000 downloads. And I figure it would be so so nice if I could announce to my fans around the same time in August that we are at 50,000 downloads. That would really make my heart sing. So I encourage you to encourage your friends to listen to the show because they just might learn something.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a wonderful job, you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I want to thank everyone to call in, that called in, those that are listening online or those that might come by later. I want to remind you that we're here every Thursday at 8 o'clock where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica all together now.
Land we love.
Love. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. And as usual, make it a
great week. And I just want to say, go out and get your bun and cheese and keep up the celebration.
Oh, thank you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bake one.
Oh, I'll,
I'm going to make a bun with stout. I'm going to use the stout recipe, the Guinness stout recipe.
That is good. And I got a recipe the other day with lime juice. I've never had that. I don't know. Gonna try.
Yes. Well, you can let me know how that turns out.
Yes, I will.
Well,
okay.
Enjoy. If you're Jamaicans, enjoy your bun and cheese. Next
and
week,
fish.
You'll be talking.
Okay.
Bye.
I want to say what we're going to be doing next week. Next week, we're going to do the religious traditions of the different religions in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have some special story or just want to learn something, do stop by and visit with us.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
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 Night, night, Janine.
Night, Margaret.
Thank you, darling, and thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.